Hello.
Hello, Yuni. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. All right, so I didn't see your file.
I'm sorry?
Your questionnaire.
Oh, you have it?
No. There is an attached file, if you see.
I just sent the logo questionnaire, but I mean, I did it in this past whatever. But do you have it? I just sent it
No,
2 minutes ago.
no, it's like, please see the attachment of the logo you sent to me, and there's no attachment. So if you add reply and like that, so there is attach a file, if you see.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. I'm going back to it, and I see your two attachments, but I don't see where it says reads attach a file.
There is a post reply. Post your reply is the above attach a file.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me see if I can reapply for it. Where do I reply?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the reply. Okay, so
There is attach file, you see, underneath.
no, I can't get to the to the post the file anymore. Shoot. Me go back over here to the messenger. How do I see messages, but I'm trying to get back to my where I was.
Are you in
Maybe
Teamwork?
I could do update. Okay, I did update. Now that brings me back here. Now, where do I put attach file? I don't see that.
Are you in Teamwork?
Yes.
Are you in my messages, Sam Jones?
Yes.
Click on Sam Jones.
Okay, so click on you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm there. I'm clicking.
Yeah, there is an ad reply.
Nope, there is no reply. I did it the first time, but oh, attach. Oh, there's two files attached. I can't do reply.
You can't
Add
reply?
reply. Okay.
Yeah.
Add reply.
Yes. Click on it.
Okay. Attach file.
Yep.
Add file from add from existing file. Okay, add from existing file, which is this one. Select it. And then what do I do? Post reply.
Yep.
Okay. It's graying out. I don't know what it's doing. Oh, maybe I should have put category. I mean, documents.
Are you attached the file?
I did. I attached the file.
All right,
I
post your
see it.
reply.
But I'm clicking on post reply and it's not doing anything.
Something like written on your message.
You need me to write something? Okay, so what do I do? Cancel?
No, cancel. No, I just post your reply and your files is.
Okay, please. I'll do it again. Please see attachment for logo. Okay, so now attach file from existing there. Select it. Post reply. Okay.
Yeah,
I posted it.
now I found
Okay.
it. Now I
I
got
didn't
it.
do it right before.
And what about the
I really I need some help with that one. In regards to those questions, some of those APIs and all of that, I'm really not clear on that.
You didn't know about the API?
some questions I just don't understand. What I mean, it's more technical questions. I don't really get it.
All right, just wait. I just transferred a call with my senior manager. He will reply your all questions, okay?
Okay.
Just wait. Hey, this is Joe Wilson over here.
Hello, Joe Wilson.
How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing okay. So I was trying to, I completed the logo piece of it, but they asked me for the web brief form, and I kind of like got stuck.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to bring it back up.
So where are you stuck at the moment? Like, what question?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to bring it back up here.
Sure. Please take your time.
I'll bring the thread. Reform. Okay. So I filled out the upper part of the information, which is the client, the website concept, which is the business specifics.
All right. Okay, well, let me just go ahead and open the questionnaire on mine as well, so we both are on the same page, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give me a quick minute. All right, okay, so we're on what question? What is this business name? Do you have a business logo? Do you have business slogan? What is the principal purpose of the website? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah, that question. The other three, other one I was in, the business name is Thoughts into Thread.
Okay.
Do you have a business logo? No. Do I have a slogan? No.
Okay. All right, well, that's not a problem. But what is the purpose? What is the principal purpose of the website? Like, what do you want with this website? Like, what is the thing that you want to put on the website, and what should the website do for you? Of course, it should bring you more money. Of course, but that is the whole reason. Well, that is the whole reason for it.
Okay. So I guess it's just to a presence. I'm not sure how that should go.
What is this about?
Putting the website out there so that for the presence of what I'm offering as far as embroidery service.
So it's an embroidery business.
Exactly.
And you will be selling embroidery pieces onto the website, correct?
I will be customizing pieces from – it's more or less – the client would send me – to go to my website and say, oh, I got a design I need made, either a logo or design, whichever one. They'll send me a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And then I, in turn, will take a look at it, find out what are some of the things that they're looking to do with this. Will it be a patch? Will it be a jacket back? Will it be just on the front logo?
They can ask for a customized thing, and you'll go ahead and provide it to them. And that is a service.
That is correct. Exactly.
All right, okay, and you do want a lot of people to visit your website as well, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, and you want to go ahead and make a good business and make a brand out of it so people know, like,
correct.
Hey, this is Yuan's business, all right, and we would like to go ahead and participate in that and buy a lot of things from her, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, okay, well, you can just go and type it in that what is the principal purpose of the website is to gain people's interest on the website, all right, and create a business that will bring in more revenue. That's what you can put in over there.
But that's not, I mean, is that going to show them in to bring more revenue?
Well, no, of course not. Well, we will go ahead.
Oh, okay.
There are some different kind of tactics that we can go from there.
Quality. My quality is the first priority.
Absolutely. And who is the target audience? Like, what age number?
I don't really have an age number because it can go for anybody. I mean, if you
we will
have
put it as 10 to 50.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
10 to 50. You can just go ahead. And are you in front of that document, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just type it in. 10 to 50.
Okay. Wait a minute. Back. Age group. Well, not 10-year-olds. More or less, 12. Like 16.
Well, 12-year-old can love embroidery as well.
Oh yeah. Okay,
we cannot judge
12.
Them.
No, we can't. 12 to 60.
Uh-huh. And do you have
12
any
and
other...
up?
12 and up. Yeah, we can go from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is there any existing website that you had before?
No, I did not.
All right, okay, well, just type it in no, okay?
Where are you at?
I am at question
Do you have...
number three.
Oh, number three.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just put no, I said it. There's something out there. I was going to do a Shopify account, but I decided not to.
Well, Shopify, let me just go and explain to you, okay? After we're done with this form, I'll explain you, okay? Because I am the head of department over here. I go ahead and take care of all the projects, all right, that Eddie look after for, all right, because he's
mm-hmm.
one of the finest project managers we have in this company at the moment.
Okay, so do you want me to provide that one? Because actually I wasn't going with that. After I found out some things, I just didn't like it.
No.
So
That is
okay.
A trap, I would say, Shopify.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to go with that.
Yeah, and we do have some good interns with Eddie as well. So they're performing really well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Etsy.
Uh-huh. All right, okay. And the question number four, are there any website color preferences? Like what kind of colors would you like to go on the website?
I did put colors on there.
How many colors do you want? A rainbow?
Three.
Three?
No. I have three that's out there.
Just type it in, whatever color. Yes.
It's color coded because I went out to the internet and found some stuff that I really liked it. So I'm going to say my first choice. Wait a minute. Enter in here. It's not rainbow. They're not rainbow colors. No, I'm going for company with elegancy.
Sure. Just put it there. All right. And
okay.
We're going to go ahead and scroll down to question number five. Like, do you think that there are any competitors that you have in your locality, or do you have any other business that is doing the same thing as you want to do and you want to beat them to that?
Yeah, it is.
And you want to
I just put
that
two.
Business, like, yeah, hey, I'm going to go ahead and buy that business.
I don't want to override them. Not right now. I want to grow slow, not be overwhelmed. I don't want that.
Sure. Well, that's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, okay. Just type it in no over there as well if you don't have any, and if you do, just type it in, okay, the name.
Okay.
And
that's
there will be payment methods over there, right?
Yes, we have. I checked all of that. I checked 6 through 9. I wasn't sure. What's the SSL?
Well, I was coming over to that, all of the questions. All right, so I can explain
okay.
all of them at once. Yep.
Okay.
So you're not losing yourself or, you know, getting confused in those questions.
Okay.
All right, okay. And CMS is included in your package. That is a content management system. All right. You will be needing that, of course, to go ahead and make the changes to the website once the website goes live. Right? So you can
okay.
make the change by yourself.
Okay.
All right. And the SSL, that is security for the website. All right. Just type it in yes if you require that. All right, because that is
yes.
a mandatory thing that you would require. But because you will be taking payments over the website. All right.
Okay.
And open to the best option available. That will be WordPress. And are there any requirements? Just leave it blank. The content. What kind of pages do you want to go with? Like about us, contact us, privacy policy, terms and conditions, and stuff like that. How many pages would you like?
I need all of that. Do you need me to list it? I just put
yes.
about us,
yes.
privacy,
yeah,
policy, FAQ.
Yeah, just list it down, whichever pages you like to go on the website, so my team can just go ahead and do the exact same thing and be on the same page with you.
Okay.
All right.
And et cetera. I don't know what else I need, but I just want it there in case I need to add it or something.
Sure.
Okay.
And on question number 12, you can just go ahead and type in yes or no. Whichever information you like account login or whatever you would like to go with, you can just type in yes or no. All right. Any external API, yes, you will be required with an API.
What do people normal go with?
What do normal people go with?
What is normal? I mean, account login, what does that mean?
Well, people can just go ahead and log in onto the website and see where their order is at and how much have they ordered and what
oh, okay.
like that.
So that, okay, contact information, yes, I need that. Banner slides, I guess I need that. Content area, yes. News and event wedge, what is that? Widget. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, don't worry about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So news and event widget, I guess I need that at some point. Site search, it's not going to be that much to search, but, I mean, I'll put it in there. Request for information form, yes, I need that.
Mm-hmm. Well, whichever you need, just type it in yes, all right, and if it is required in the future, we will just go ahead and ask you and add it onto the website, okay? That's not a problem.
Okay, so if I put yes to all of this, it's not all going to go live, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't know nothing about blog, and if I don't put it in now, I'm not going to be able to put it in later, right?
Well, you can put it in later. That's not a problem.
I could just turn it on?
Yeah, of course.
Feature product. Okay. Video gallery. I do want a video gallery. It's not required. I don't need it right now, but I do want it.
Okay. Just type it in yes.
Okay. I'm just going to put yes to all the options.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I may use it in the future. I might as well just get it set up now and then talk
mm-hmm.
to somebody about it later.
Sure.
I'll just call you guys back and you charge me whatever to help me. Okay, API.
API is the API key that will be required when the merchants are about to be integrated over to the website so people can pay it. All right, through onto the website. So that way you will say yes, required for PayPal and payment merchants.
Okay, but this doesn't have, I'll just put yes in that big box.
Yes,
it says any external API required. If so, yes,
yeah.
Please mention
yeah.
anything.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Okay, and scroll down.
Just don't let me put yes. Mm.
That's okay. Just leave it. I know it now.
Okay.
All right, question number 14, just leave it blank. Question number 15, just leave it blank. Question number 16, just leave it blank. You're done. All good.
Oh. All righty then.
All right.
Desktop. And Okay, that's done.
All right, just send it over to Eddie so he can go ahead and take care of it for you. All right, then we can go ahead and start working on the website for you, okay?
Okay. I sent it the same way I did the other one?
Just send it to Sam and Eddie, both of them, okay?
Sam, okay. I'm sending it now.
Just send it over,
okay.
And we'll go from there, okay? Don't worry about it a bit.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
No worries about it. All right, well, do take care of yourself, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.